Or an eighth.
I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is Thursday, May 25th. Currently with fog and mist conditions, it is 59 degrees. The humidity is 88%. The wind speed is southeast at 6 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.08, and the dew point is 55 degrees. It's 8:04 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News, I'm Jen Austin. Rebecca Berger, Hiawatha, Missouri's city administrator, attended a city commission meeting this week, but did not publicly address claims coming from her arrest on May 11th in Belton, Missouri.
Police say she drove with five open alcoholic beverages containers in the car, left the scene of an accident, and did not stop for any emergency vehicle. Hiawatha City Commission members did not directly address the allegations, but the commission did meet in an executive session to review personal matters. Berger is still employed with the city of Hiawatha and is still under investigation for a charge of driving while intoxicated. Her next court date is July 18th in Belton. I'm Armetta Landrum.
In Lawrence, the Douglas County Clerk's Elections Office has been recognized with a National Clearinghouse Award for Outstanding Innovations. The award honors programs that took place during the 2022 midterms. The program recognized uses radio frequency identification tags to build an asset tracking system. That's Douglas County Clerk's Elections. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Why? Just think about it. Why is the number one selling brand of chainsaws not sold at Lowe's or the Home Depot? We can give you over 10,000 reasons. That's how many authorized local steel dealers you can find across the country. Visit one and you'll find a range of dependable gas and battery-powered tools, from trimmers to blowers. And you'll find service from experienced professionals. Real Steel. Find yours at steelusa.com. Lowe's and Home Depot are trademarks of their respective companies.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is often laced into illicit drugs and used to make fake versions of prescription pills. You can't see it, taste it, or smell it. Suppliers mix fentanyl into their products because it's potent and cheap, and the dealer might not even know. Keep yourself and others safe by knowing the real deal on fentanyl. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. On Wednesday, May 24th, at approximately 8:32 a.m., the Hays Police Department received a report of a domestic disturbance in the 2700 block of Canal Boulevard, and the suspect was identified as 25-year-old Austin Bocher. The police department received information that Bocher was not allowing a female and her infant child to leave the apartment. Officers attempted to make contact, however, the occupants did not open the door. So officers blocked off the area and cleared adjacent apartments and proceeded to work to gain compliance from the occupants of the apartment. And the victim, another female roommate, and the infant did go to the door and were evacuated to a safe location. Officers learned that Bocher had crawled up into the attic and stated that he was not coming out. Announcements over a loudspeaker were used to try to de-escalate the situation and gain compliance from Bocher, and eventually officers had to enter the apartment and the attic to gain compliance. Bocher was arrested for domestic battery, interference, and an outstanding Ellis County bench warrant for aggravated battery, domestic battery, and intimidation of a witness or victim. Bocher was transported to the Ellis County Jail and is considered innocent until proven guilty in a court of law. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment reminds everyone that tick season is here, and ticks can carry diseases that can cause serious illness and sometimes death if left untreated. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment suggests to take precautions to prevent tick bites that include to mow regularly, avoid wooded or bushy areas with tall grass and leaf litter, use repellents like DEET, Picardian, or oil of lemon eucalyptus, wear light-colored clothing that covers the body, check people, pets, and outdoor gear after being outside, shower within 2 hours of being outside, and wash your clothes in hot water and dry on high at least 10 minutes. Symptoms of tick-borne disease can include any unusual rash or unexplained flu-like symptoms, including fever, severe headaches, body aches, and dizziness, and you should see your doctor immediately if you've been bitten and experience any of those symptoms. To learn more, you can visit cdc.gov/ticks. The National Sorghum Producers, or NSP, is accepting entries for the 2023 National Sorghum Yield Contest. State and national winners are selected from contestants split into East and West regions for each division, which includes irrigated, dry land, no-till, dry land tillage, and one overall winner for food grade. And the entry deadline for the 2023 National Sorghum Yield Contest is November 15th. A complete field of 10 or more continuous acres planted in the sorghum seed variety named on the entry form will be designated as the contest field. The contestants must harvest and report at least 1.5 contiguous acres, and harvest reports will be made available to contest entrants beginning as of May 1st. And all completed forms must be received at the NSP office or postmarked no later than November 25th. The goal of the National Sorghum Yield Contest is to increase grower yields, transfer knowledge between growers to enhance management, and identify sorghum producers who excel in each state and throughout the country. In order to enroll, contestants must be a paid NSP member at the time of the entry, and more than one member of a family may enroll. However, each member must have a separate membership. All entries will be reviewed and divisions will be placed off of yield only, and national and state winners will be recognized at the 2024 Commodity Classic in Houston, Texas. To find the entry form, the 2023 Yield Contest rules, and more information, interested contestants can visit sorghumgrowers.com/yield-contest. Navigating the health insurance marketplace is no easy task. Whether you have recently lost coverage, are looking for a new plan, or are getting health insurance for the first time, it's important to do your homework. Kansas Insurance Commissioner Vicki Schmidt encourages Kansans that are in the market for health insurance to do their due diligence before choosing a plan. Schmidt said to be sure to consult the department's Health Insurance Shopper's Guide before you start shopping. And a few questions to ask yourself include, is the plan with the lowest premium really the most affordable? What is the deductible, and are you prepared to pay the full cost for services until it's reached? And is the person and their insurance company trying to sell you insurance licensed in Kansas? You should always be wary of anyone who contacts you unsolicited offering to sell you health insurance, so ask for their state license number and verify online or contact the department at 785-296-7862. If you have questions while shopping for health insurance, you can contact the Kansas Insurance Department's Consumer Assistance Division toll-free at 1-800-432-2484, email kid.commissioner@ks.gov, or visit the department online at insurance.kansas.gov. In Nebraska news, the former director of the Bertrand Senior Center has been sentenced on charges related to making thousands of dollars in unauthorized purchases. According to the Phelps County District Court records, Consuelo Connie Park, 51 of Kearney, was sentenced to 5 years probation and 60 days in jail on one count of theft by deception, more than $5,000, and four counts of second-degree forgery. She received credit for 3 days served, and she was also ordered to pay $12,000 in restitution. Park pled no contest to charges in March, and in exchange for that plea, prosecutors dismissed four additional counts of second-degree forgery and one additional count of theft by deception, more than $5,000. According to an arrest affidavit, a Nebraska State Patrol investigator was contacted last August after a board member of the Bertrand Young at Heart Senior Center reported they had concerns that Park may have been embezzling money. The board member stated that there was an overdraft on the senior center's bank account, and when they investigated, they believed Park stole around $9,000. The decision was then made to terminate Park. However, she resigned when she was confronted about the alleged embezzlement. Court records said an audit was then done on the senior center's accounts, which was received by the investigator on January 17th. The audit claims Parks made 623 questionable Amazon purchases, totaling nearly $22,000, and 321 questionable PayPal purchases, totaling nearly $13,000. And those unauthorized purchases are alleged to have occurred between May 1st, 2019 and July 31st of 2022. Grand Island police reported that a 16-year-old was ticketed on Wednesday after he drove away from an officer and crashed into a tree in Grand Island. At around 12:50 a.m., an officer tried pulling over an SUV after the driver violated a traffic light at Old Lincoln Highway and Blaine Street. However, the driver, later identified as a 16-year-old male, sped off. Police said the teen left the road and struck a fire hydrant and a tree, and once again, the teen drove off, and officers later found the vehicle at a home where they spoke with the teen's parents. The teen was cited on suspicion of not having a driver's license, flight to avoid arrest, leaving the scene of a property damage accident, and disobeying a traffic signal. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
According to the unofficial minutes of the Norton County Board of Commissioners meeting that was held on Monday, May 22nd, Commissioner Garrett Beidler called the meeting of the Norton County Board of Commissioners to order at 9 a.m. in the commission room, and in attendance were Richard Thompson, Garrett Beidler, and Marvin Matchett. Ted White with the Norton County Solid Waste spoke with the commission on pump options for the leachate water. Ted stated that he was having difficulty finding a pump that will work due to the angle of the pipe and the water quality. Though Ted was able to get a quote for a pump specifically made for this purpose from QED in the amount of $4,194. The commission gave Ted the approval to purchase the pump if he was satisfied with the warranty. Rob Lawson with the Norton County Road and Bridge Department spoke with the commission on maintenance and equipment repairs, and Rob also informed the commission that they have completed the work on E7. Don Rivera with the Western Kansas Child Advocacy Center was present to report to the commission the Norton County data and the function and services offered by their firm. Don stated that NWCAC is serving 34 Western Kansas counties, and since 2004, the center has worked with over 5,500 children. And on the yearly cases, approximately 83% of the cases involved sexual abuse. The NWCAC is a four-core service offering forensic interviewing, advocacy, therapy, and sane medical exams. And Don thanked the county for the past support and requested that support be considered in the 2023 budget. Rich Miller was in to visit with the commission and update them on a few issues concerning the hospital. And Adam Zur was in attendance to thank the commission for the work the county crews did on Road E7. The meeting was then adjourned until May 31st. The Thomas County, Kansas Sheriff's Office reported on social media that on May 18th, the District Court in Thomas County sentenced Marcy Beth Berger to 130 months in the Kansas Department of Corrections for the distribution of fentanyl. This 130-month sentence imposed in Thomas County was ordered to run consecutive to a 120-month sentence in the Kansas Department of Corrections that Marcy Beth Berger received from the District Court in Sherman County on March 10th. For a total of 250 months in the Department of Corrections. The Thomas County cases were investigated by the Thomas County Sheriff's Department, the City of Colby Police Department, the Kansas Highway Patrol, the Kansas Bureau of Investigation, and assistance from the Wichita County Sheriff's Department. Law enforcement in Thomas County stated that they are committed to keeping their community safe by taking a proactive approach on the distribution and possession of illegal narcotic drugs in their community. According to their webpage, Prairie Dog State Park reported that on Wednesday, May 24th, Key Sibelius Reservoir was in a blue-green algae warning. Unfortunately, that means fishing and boating should be avoided, and you enter the water at your own risk, though all contact with water for humans and pets should be avoided, and the swimming beach is closed. Blue-green algae looks much like other more common algae, but they're really a type of bacteria called cyanobacteria. And contact with high concentrations of cyanobacteria can cause illness. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment samples recreational bodies of water for blue-green algae when they are alerted to a potential algae bloom, and the Kansas Department of Health and Environment then issues a public health watch or public health warning based on either the presence of certain toxins, the number of cyanobacteria cells in the water, or a combination of the two. The Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, and the Bureau of Reclamation cooperate with the Kansas Department of Health and Environment when a watch or warning is issued to alert the public about potentially harmful algae blooms. For more information, you can visit ksoutdoors.com/state-parks/locations/prairie-dog. Graveside services with military honors for James Jim Moore, 78, of Norton, will be held at 11 a.m. tomorrow, Friday, May 26th, at the Mount Hope Cemetery in Almena. The arrangements were made by Plummer Gobber Funeral Home, 215 West Main Street in Norton, and condolences may be left at plummergobber.com. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, there is a chance of showers and thunderstorms, and then showers likely and possibly a thunderstorm after noon. There's also going to be some patchy fog before 10 a.m. Otherwise, mostly cloudy with a high near 75 and a southeast wind of 10 to 15 miles per hour, with a chance of precipitation today of 60%. For tonight, there's a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Then showers will be likely and possibly a thunderstorm after 1 a.m. It should be mostly cloudy tonight with a low around 57, and the chance of precipitation tonight is 60%. On Friday, showers will be likely and possibly a thunderstorm. Should be mostly cloudy with a high near 75 and breezy with wind gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. And on Friday night, there's a chance of showers and thunderstorms, and then showers will be likely and possibly a thunderstorm after 1 a.m. Should be mostly cloudy Friday night with a low around 59 and breezy with wind of 10 to 20 miles per hour. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock them out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'Em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Saturday, there's a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Should be mostly cloudy with a high near 77 and breezy, with wind gusts as high as 35 miles per hour. On Sunday, a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 1 p.m., partly sunny with a high near 81. On Monday, Memorial Day, there's a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 1 p.m. Should be partly sunny with a high near 85. On Tuesday, a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, partly sunny with a high near 87. And on Wednesday, a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, otherwise mostly sunny with a high near 86. Currently, with fog and mist conditions, it is 59 degrees. The humidity is 88%. The wind speed is southeast at 6 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.08, and the dew point is 55 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 822.
Are you living with pain and discomfort in your feet, legs, thighs, or butt? It may be a sign of a serious health problem called peripheral artery disease, or PAD. The most common symptoms of PAD are burning, aching, numbness, or discomfort in your leg or hip muscles while walking. A higher quality of life is possible. If you have any kind of recurrent leg pain, talk with your doctor. Describe when it happens and how it feels. Go to heart.org/PAD to learn more.
Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Create new memories on your adventures with Visa CU Money reloadable prepaid cards at United Northwest Federal Credit Union. When you're ready for your next adventure, keep it going smoothly with our convenient app to manage your money wherever you are. CU Money cards are compatible with mobile wallets, secure in funds, are quick and simple to access. Get your Visa CU Money reloadable prepaid card today at United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA Insured.
KI in sports, I am Fulton Castor. OTAs on our way for the Kansas City Chiefs. They wrap up the first week of organized team activities in phase three of their offseason. And head coach Andy Reid met with the media during OTAs. And he discussed the tackle situation from the Kansas City Chiefs. Now the plan has shifted from Juwan Taylor being the left tackle to the right tackle with the addition of Donovan Smith. And how Juwan Taylor has responded to that role and what the Chiefs just might try and do and work through this season along the edges of the offensive line.
Yeah, so for the few practices that he was at the left tackle, Then Yang worked in at the right tackle. Feel good about him, too. Mm-hmm. So we're in a good place, I think. I believe he can do both, so I don't think that's a problem. And he got a few snaps at that. But listen, we've got two veteran guys that have a lot of snaps under their belt at a high level. So we felt comfortable with that. And we'll just see. And we expect the guys behind him to compete. And we should be fine there.
KIN Sports, I'm Fulton Caster.
Hey, it's me, Gus the Gopher for Atmos Energy. Being a gopher, I like to dig. That's what us gophers were born to do, along with eating plants, taunting groundskeepers, and listening to bluegrass music. And I especially enjoy digging around the yard. Occasionally, I bump into a utility line and I get a headache. Ouch! After all, they're hard to miss since they can be buried anywhere. But if you hit one with your shovel, backhoe, or ditch digger, you could cause a gas leak, disrupt service, or worse. Makes me shake in my paws just thinking about it. You can avoid all of this by calling 811 at least 3 business days before you or someone else digs in your yard to have those underground utility-owned lines marked. Calling 811 will help protect your property, and more importantly, you. It's free, and it's the law. You dig what I'm saying? For more on safe digging, visit atmosenergy.com/811.
In order to take care of others, begin by taking care of yourself. Norton Medical Clinic is here to get you started on the right path. If you are a Medicare patient, it's important to schedule your yearly wellness visit with your primary care provider. This appointment includes routine measurements, reviewing your medical history and current prescriptions, along with personalized health advice and advanced care planning. Make yourself and your loved ones a priority and schedule an appointment today. Our providers at Norton Medical Clinic look forward to serving you through all stages of life.
Be caller number 4 to get registered for your chance to win a Traeger grill from Norton Auto. Call now, 877-3378.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good day, everyone. I'm Slade Wiley. Right now, let's get a check of the weather.
Radar showed that showers and a few embedded thunderstorms continued over parts of southwest and west central Kansas. Again, this is an area that desperately needs moisture, and this pattern will continue throughout the next several days. Just in the last 24 hours, we've had reports of 1.5 to 2 inches of precipitation across west central and southwest Kansas. And from the system this morning, we'll see a vortex that will develop that will track from western into central Kansas. That will produce some more widespread showers and a few thunderstorms that will make its way a little bit further east throughout the afternoon. Some of these will be slow movers, so isolated areas will receive some heavier rain. In northwest Kansas, showers and a few thunderstorms, breezy with a high in the mid-70s. Rain chances about 70% with a high in the upper 70s in north central Kansas. Scattered storms in northeast Kansas with a high in the mid-80s. A few thunderstorms in southwest Kansas with a high in the mid-70s. Same story in south central Kansas with a high 78. Dry in southeast Kansas are high in the low 80s. I'm meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Thank you very much for that check of the weather, Dan Holliday. Cattle found the support they needed as cash trading commenced with prices higher than last week. Feedlots' higher asking prices were met as packers wanted cattle. Hogs had a tough day yesterday in nearby contracts while showing minor strength in later contracts. Corn futures are mixed Thursday morning and are holding up much better than either wheat or soybeans. Now, soybeans remain defensive, although we managed to scratch out a 2-cent gain in the July futures contract on Wednesday. Now, wheat has rain in the southern plains, and it is the main driver of the wheat market. And despite poor overall crop conditions, the trend of those conditions is positive with the ongoing rainfall. This has been a check of the weather and some current market news. You are listening to the Kansas Agriculture Network.
ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet.com.
Rotational grazing and cross-fencing lead to more pounds of beef per acre. For a wide variety of solar-powered and plug-in fencers, Valley Vet Supply is where you'll find great pricing on Gallagher, Parmac, and TrueTest fencers. And how about those quick and easy reel tights to stretch up that rusty pasture fence? You'll find Gallagher insulators and all the accessories for that fence job at ValleyVet.com. No matter where you live, you'll always get neighborly customer service and expert advice. At ValleyVet.com, you'll find your every animal need. ValleyVet knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit ValleyVet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or shop their store in Marysville.
ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet.com.